Shout outs. We have a shout out. So this one is Rose Girls Beauty. And you can find them on Instagram, Rose_Girls_Beauty. They sell different accessories and beauty products. So on their website or on their Instagram right now, you find some bracelets, some keychains. They have lip gloss. Definitely check them out. Two young sisters, not even teenagers, just starting out, getting their stuff together. Definitely check them out. You'll absolutely love their products. So that is, again, Rose_Girls_Beauty on Instagram. Find them. All right. And this week we had wine.
Yes. McBride Sisters.
Yeah. So we actually went out to Total Wine & More in Delaware, which this place is gigantic. We've been going to the Total Wine & More in Cherry Hill.
Right.
Because it's close.
Yeah.
And it's a nice size store, but you can really fit like at least 2.5 of the total wines from Cherry Hill into the one in Delaware.
It was magnificently gigantic.
Yeah, it was a very big store. We didn't even get to see it all. That's how big it was. But we were there because we found this Black-owned wine, which thank you people who followed my page and my interesting wine journey.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to describe that.
Yeah. Thank you for the suggestion for McBride Sisters. So we went out and we found them. They had two different versions. They had a Black Girl Magic, which was a rosé. They had it in two different flavors, but we got the rosé. And then we got a red,
right,
which was their regular brand. And I'm going to tell you, I love them both. First, when we put the rosé in the fridge, because I like a cold wine. I don't care. Red, white, I like it cold. Put the rosé in the fridge. We took it out. We were like, eh. But then the next day, when I left it out, it was absolutely terrific.
I was able to tolerate it. So, yeah, I was happy about that.
Yeah, I finished the bottle.
Because she's a lush.
You leave me alone. I'm not a lush. I finished the bottle. And I just opened the red yesterday, which, again, fantastic. And this one I didn't have in the fridge. I actually did what you were supposed to do with the red wine and drink it at room temperature. It's delicious.
It had a very, very smoky flavor to me. And it was a very curious taste. It was a very curious flavor. But I think the smokiness overwhelmed me a bit. So I may have to, you know, come back to that.
Mm-mm,
I might
have you to don't have to have it. I will finish it.
And she will finish
it. I will finish it.
What I can say is I could put some to the side for myself, put it in the fridge, see Mm-mm. if it has a different profile flavor wise.
Nope.
But Leslie, you don't have to have it. Leslie will down everything and just leave me out in the cold.
That's right. So that was the wine that we had. So McBride Sisters, definitely check them out. You can more than likely find them in a location near you. So just look their website up, and you can even shop on their site. They'll show you what states they can and cannot legally ship to. Or you could find them somewhere local, hopefully, like we did.
Yes.
So that was pretty much it for that.
Mm-hmm.
And stay tuned. We will come back with our rundown of the reunion.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. So, reunion.
WWE Studios.
So you know it's bad. Or at least very cheesy.
Yeah.
This was actually one of our better bad movies.
It was actually a better bad movie, but not by much.
Not by much. Not but by much. It was mostly tolerable.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. So this may be one of the few occurrences where we may actually give a somewhat decent review. It's a to be find, and yeah. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Bad Movies and Booze. I'm Andrew, that's Leslie, where boop, 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 boop. Yes, if you know that riff, this movie from WWE Studios, The Reunion, has John Cena.
Yes.
Mr. You Can't See Me. I wish I didn't see this movie.
Yeah.
But
would have been nice if we didn't see him.
But, you know, John has to pay the bills.
Yep.
Which I respect.
Yeah.
And I respect him a great deal. I know he does acting. That's all well and good. He's going to be in a superhero movie down the line. Shout out to John Cena and the success that he's having. But, brother, when it comes to WWE Studios, you might want to read the script 2-3 times before you say, yeah. The Marine, I was okay with that. I was okay with The Marine.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I was able to tolerate The Marine. But this, no. Just no.
Yeah. It wasn't, again, it was like, let's say you're very bored on a Sunday afternoon.
Which we were.
You watched this and...
Which we did.
Yeah. I think that would be it. Like, you don't have to worry about pausing it because, of course, with Tubi...
Commercials.
You have the commercials. Yes. And it doesn't take away from the movie like if you were watching it on regular TV where if it has commercials, it cuts out some of the movie.
Right.
So if you watch a movie on Tubi and see the commercials... It's actually a good break time. Get a little breather.
Yeah.
Go find you some alcohol so you can actually finish this movie.
Yeah. Commercial's about 2.5-3 minutes or so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, quick enough time to get something to eat and all that.
So you got to tell us about this movie.
Oh, brother. The Reunion. 5.2 out of 10 on IMDb. 26 Metascore. Four half-siblings stand to inherit $3 million each from their dad if they work together as family for 2 years. Three of them go to Mexico as bounty hunters to get a bail jumper who's connected to the kidnapping of a billionaire. So we already know WWE Studios, they got the monies. They got the loot. They got the green. It's a $6 million movie, budget-wise, which, great. We know Vince has the long dollar. Yeah. So he know he can make something pretty tangible.
I guess.
But we're about to dig into this movie. So, yeah.
Who's in it?
Of course, we had to put in the players. Because what is a movie without players? John Cena, Ethan Embry, Amy Smart, Michael Rispoli, Boyd Holbrook, Greg Henry, Layla Loren, Jack Conley, J.D. Garfield, Josh Berry, and Dylan Kennan.
Yeah, a lot of these people didn't really matter. So
that's The Rock's line.
The movie started out where there was this young kid and his dad, and they're in the back of a limousine. And the kid is asking his dad what he does, but his dad is just like, oh, I make money. He's reading a newspaper. He doesn't really want to talk to this kid. The kid is like, he has to do some type of report, and he needs to find out what his dad does. And his dad is just like, I make money. I work at this place and reading the newspaper and not paying attention to anything his dad is saying.
Dad's an asshole.
Yeah. So then we cut to this woman going into this old apartment, and she's like, you know, she'll make sure that she keeps her dad's memory alive or whatever. And she'll always love him. So then we cut again. These movies with all these cuts.
It's annoying.
Yeah, once we see that, we know that the movie isn't going to be that great. So then we're at a prison. And they go up to this guy named Dougie. He's getting out and everybody's cheering. Now we cut back to the boy. He's getting out of the limo. And he's dropped off at school. So then a truck pulls up behind the limo. And it starts following the limo as it drives off. So then we cut back to Dougie. And there's a woman waiting for him outside of the prison. And they start making out. And then she gives him a letter. And the letter says that his dad is dead.
Certified mail.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was like one of those
prop envelopes. Yeah.
It wasn't even a prop envelope. It was an envelope from one of those just like, I don't even know what to call it, vehicle registration mailers that you get. Yeah. So then we get cut to a bail bondsman and he's yelling about how his bail skipped town and he needs to find him or whatever.
Right.
And then somebody else calls him and we're thinking, you know, I think it was his sister who called to say that the dad was that the dad was dead. And then we cut to John Cena. And he's a cop. His name is Sam. And he's getting suspended for 2 weeks because some guy got off. He was some type of kid abuser. I don't know what kind of abuse he did to this kid.
It was off screen. We didn't know what it was. I think it's for the better that we didn't know.
Yeah, but he attacked the abuser because the abuser didn't go to jail. So he was suspended for 2 weeks. So now we cut back to the limo in the truck. And it's these two guys who are sitting out on a bench. And some lady is asking one of the guys for a cigarette. And then you see the limo in the truck. And then a cab that backs into the limo.
From the front.
From the front. Mm-hmm. And then
the truck.
Yeah, the truck hits it from the back.
Making sure that it's a nice, tight squeeze between the two autos for the limo.
And then the two guys that were sitting on the bench get up, put on masks, start shooting all over the place.
Which is pointless because about 3 dozen people saw what you look like.
Right. Then we cut to this cabin in the desert somewhere. And that's where they took the guy in the limo. So the dad who was in the limo got kidnapped and they took him to this cabin in the desert somewhere. So now we cut again to John Cena. Well, his name is Sam. So it's Sam, Dougie, Leo, who's the bail bondsman. Mm-hmm. And what's the sister's name? Amy?
I think Nina.
Nina? Yeah, Nina. So the sister is Nina.
She looks like an Amy, but she's a Nina.
Well, her name is actually Amy.
Amy Smart.
Yeah.
Yes, Amy Smart, but she played the role of Nina.
Right. So they're in a church, and they're all bad-mouthing Dad, and Nina's pissed off, and she's yelling or whatever. And nobody knows, they don't know Dougie, because he's the youngest kid that they really didn't get to know.
Dad was a panty skipper.
Yeah, basically. So
if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I mean. Yeah, but if you're young, you don't know what a panty skipper is, ask your parents.
So they're sitting in this office with, I guess, a lawyer. And Nina, they find out Nina is the executor of the estate. And they're all supposed to be getting $3 million each.
As soon as Leo hears this,
he
makes an MLK reference of Free at Last. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really, dude?
He's all excited because, of course, money. And they're saying that Dad's fifth wife was rich. And that's how they have this $3 million each.
However.
Yeah.
There are contingencies. One, sis is the executor or executress of a state, which means she's the one that's going to be responsible for making sure that everyone gets a piece of $3 million a piece, $12 million total. But the catch being that the brothers, Sam, Leo, and Doug, have to work together for 2 years consecutive.
Yeah, and they all hate the idea.
Yep.
And Sam walks out.
So after Sam walks out, they wind up meeting in the street, the brothers and Nina. They have a back and forth like all siblings do. And we come to discover that Nina is indeed the glue that's keeping the family together. So we need her for this thing to work.
Right.
For the brothers to get the $3 million.
Right.
And, of course, while they're all arguing in the street, one dude walked by, look at them, saying, well, what's their problem? None of your damn business, dude. Keep on walking. Keep walking. They don't have nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Anyways, the brothers are at the bar, make an Ocean 11 reference. It was hilarious to an extent. But, you know, while the brothers are at the bar, they're attempting to bond, but a lot of bad memories came up. Especially, and namely, between Sam and Leo,
right,
who grew up together.
Yeah, so Sam and Leo, they have different moms. And something happened with Sam's mom. She left Sam on the dad's steps with Leo. Well, Leo wasn't born yet, but right, Leo's mom and their dad.
Right.
And then Leo's mom died during childbirth,
which was horrible.
Yeah. So that's how they grew up together.
Right.
And Sam was an ass, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. But later down the line, we discover why he was an ass.
Yeah.
But while we're keeping that in mind, a news report came around showing that the billionaire CEO, whatever he is on the news, and he turned up missing. There's a $5 million reward for the billionaire safe return. But Leo discovered that the bail that jumped was the one they're looking for.
Right.
So Leo is just about virtually gung-ho to get this dude and claim that $5 million bounty.
Right. So there's a couple of other scenes that happen. They're at the house eating breakfast or whatever.
Scrambled eggs.
Yeah. And Leo is trying to talk about how he needs the help because the bill that skipped is one of the kidnappers. And he's like, he really needs this money or he's on the hook for it. Yep. So then they're back at the bar and they're coming up with a plan to find the kidnapped man because they're like, okay, they can go ahead and split this $5 million. And then Leo gets the bail jumper and it's all a win-win, basically. And so they're coming up with this plan. They believe that the guy is hiding in Mexico City somewhere because Leo knows a little bit about the guy's girlfriend that he had. So then Sam, who seems to be able to talk to the sister, he goes over to the sister and he's asking for $10,000. Well, he asked her for $15,000.
Right, but she hustled him down to 10.
Yeah, he asked for $15,000 so they can find this guy, so they can go to Mexico or whatever and find this guy. And, well, he's saying, why are you being so stingy? You have $12 million, you can let go of $15,000. And she was like, no, I can let go of $10,000. So then they get to $10,000. The three guys fly to Mexico City and they're trying to find this lady named Angelina.
And Angelina is a stripper.
Yes. So, and she's a one name stripper. So it was like,
everyone knows Angelina.
Everybody knows Angelina. She's very famous.
Oh, and how do we know Angelina? Her face is on a billboard on the side of a building.
Right. So that's how they knew exactly where to find her.
So they go to the strip club.
Yeah.
They conveniently find Angelina while there's two Spanish gentlemen who are talking crap about, and I hate to use the slur, but it was said, gringos.
Yeah.
So they're having their little talk about, you know, talking mess about the three gentlemen that are our heroes of this story, talking to Angelina. Angelina is flirting with Doug.
Yeah, she's like rubbing his leg under the table.
Woo, play footsies.
Yeah, the two Spanish guys are talking to each other, and they're really like, you know, I am the one Angelina loves and all this other stuff. They're going back and forth about who loves Angelina more and who Angelina loves more.
Yeah.
But then they see Angelina playing footsies with Doug. And so
sets him off.
Yeah, the bigger Mexican guy, he gets up and he goes after Doug and he like tackles him out of his chair. And then, of course, John Cena being, being the wrestler, Sam gets up and he throws the really big guy.
Yep. Sam with John Cena.
Yeah, basically.
Toss him to a table.
Yeah. So then they go into their car and Doug says that Angelina invited him to a party. They're like, okay, go to the party. Try and find out where this kidnapper is. I forget what the kidnapper's name. Edgar Rodriguez. So that's who they were looking for. That was the kidnapper that jumped bail. So she invites him to the party.
And the party is Doug.
Yeah. Doug is basically the only one invited to this quote-unquote party.
I guess I showed up a little early. Yeah. No, you're right on time. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Dougie.
Yeah. So they, of course, have sex. And Edgar shows up and he just busts in the door. He has a gun. He's about to kill them. And Sam must have seen Edgar going into the building before he went upstairs. And so Sam ended up upstairs and shot Edgar before he was able to shoot Doug and Angelina.
Shot Edgar dead.
Yeah.
Mind you, Edgar is the bail jumper that Leo needed.
Right. Then they leave the building, they jump in the car, and Doug tells the brothers everything he knows. And Leo is mad at Sam for killing the kidnapper, but he's happy with Doug for sleeping with Angelina.
Hey, so,
so now they're driving out to, I think it was supposed to be Edgar's mom.
Yeah.
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 So they're driving out to Edgar's mom. She doesn't want to talk. And she's saying she doesn't speak English. So then Leo starts speaking Spanish.
Yeah, you can't escape this.
Right. And so they show her a picture of this other woman that they got out of Edgar's wallet, which I still don't know how she automatically got connected to this story. But
unless someone went through Edgar's wallet and found that picture.
Well, they did. They went through Edgar's wallet. They grabbed the picture, but it was like, why?
There had to have been something written on the back.
I don't know.
That's the only thing that could make sense.
So they show her the picture and the mom doesn't say anything. So then this little boy comes up to them and he has a shotgun. And he's holding it against the guys. And then Sam snatches the shotgun from the little boy and pushes the little boy up against the wall. And now mom, of course, she wants to tell everything because she's like, don't hurt my baby or whatever.
Gotta talk, mom. It's either your boy or his life.
So now we're with the other three kidnappers that are left. And one of them is freaking out because they all found out that Edgar was killed. Another one says it wasn't the FBI because he worked for the FBI for 10 years and he knows that, you know, if they say it's not the FBI, it's definitely not the FBI who did it.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to find out who killed him. And then the brothers are going to another house and this lady, her name is Teresa. This is the lady from the picture.
Yeah.
That they showed the mom.
Teresa Turillo.
Yeah. All right. So Teresa says she has no information on Edgar. And at that point, it seemed like there was absolutely no reason for her to be in this movie.
Right.
Her father comes out and he has a gun.
No, grandpa.
Grandpa.
Yeah, grandpa.
Grandpa comes out with a gun. Jeez. And he's telling the guys they need to leave or whatever.
Everyone has a shotgun in this town.
Basically. So now the guys are like, well, they need to go to this bar because they found out this other guy's name.
Right.
He's like the head of everything or whatever.
Verdugo.
Yeah. So they're like, they need to find out about Verdugo. So they go to this bar and they sit down and they get the basic drinks slid across the bar routine.
Yeah, tequila.
Yeah, so only Sam and Leo go in and Doug stays in the car and they're talking and Leo is talking in Spanish and of course Sam has no clue of what he's saying and he's asking about how can they get some drugs or whatever and they ask the bartender about Verdugo. And he was like, you don't find Verdugo. Verdugo finds you or whatever.
Right.
So then all of a sudden, Mexican police come in and they have Doug. And they are like, you got to put your guns down. Get in this car. Get in the cars or whatever.
Basically.
So then they drive out to Verdugo's giant compound. So he has this really big, nice house or whatever. And they're telling Verdugo, like, they're looking for the guy who was kidnapped. And Verdugo is like, I have nothing to do with that kidnapping. I don't know anything about it. Now, I suggest you guys leave by tomorrow or you're going to be in worse shape than you are now or whatever, or something like that. So he's basically telling them they need to get out of town. So then we cut to Teresa. Mm-hmm. She's getting beat up by these guys. And then Grandpa comes out with his rifle again. And the guy shoots and kills Grandpa.
Bye-bye, Grandpa.
Yeah.
You defended your granddaughter with honor, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the police, the Mexican police, drop off the brothers at their hotel that they were staying at. And for some reason, their Jeep was out there.
Yeah, we couldn't figure that out.
How it got out there?
Plot.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of is plot.
Because they didn't drive the Jeep to the guy's compound.
No.
And they were dropped off at the hotel, so they weren't at the bar.
Unless the bar doubled as a hotel.
No.
Okay.
But anyway. They get dropped off and one of the guys steals Leo's hat and Sam is like, I'm going home. I'm not dealing with this. We don't know where the kidnappers are. We're going to get hurt. And Doug is trying to keep Sam there because Leo is like, forget you or whatever.
So Sam and Leo are arguing.
Right.
And then Leo, I believe he walked off and then Sam and Doug start talking and Doug was just trying to be a part of the brothers. Just understand them. Get to know them more.
Yeah.
Because that's like a missing piece of his life that he needs completed.
Right. Because he wasn't around them. Because different mom altogether.
Right. Three different mothers, same father. And Sam gave a rundown of the family dynamics. Mm-hmm. And the family dynamic was such where Sam, at the age of 17, had to get away from his father. Essentially, I'm just going to give the Cliff Notes version. Sam had to get away from his father at the age of 17 because, honestly, had he stayed 1 second longer, he would have legit killed his father.
Yeah.
Because of the type of person his father is.
His father was a drunk. Sam started drinking. It was just a very volatile situation. So he was like, he got to get away to save himself. And so that's pretty much why he left.
Yeah. So Doug is trying to keep them together.
Right.
Somewhere or the other, he kind of does, but not exactly.
Right.
But meanwhile,
yeah,
we see this guy with a remote control of some kind.
Right.
Yeah.
Doug and Sam, they go into their hotel room. And Doug sees something on the floor. And he's like, don't open that door. I rigged the door earlier to make sure nobody opened it. So he put like a paper clip or something in the door. And so I guess when it was opened by somebody else, it fell. Right. And so Doug saw that. So then they went downstairs and grabbed the hotel manager, I guess, made him go upstairs. And they were fussing at him, like, who did you let in? And if everything is fine, then you go into the room. So first he put his arm in the room and he was like, see, it's fine. And then he went to turn on the light and Sam grabbed the manager and pulled him away and was like, run. And everybody ducked. And of course it blew up. So
was it Verdugo's guy that did it? Or would it be the kidnappers?
Oh my gosh.
It was more Verdugo than anyone else.
No, I think it was the kidnappers.
The kidnappers could not have known that quick that they were around. But then again, it's plausible.
Yeah. So then, yeah, they realize the kidnappers know who they are because that's why the room blew up.
Well, there you go.
So then they see, all of a sudden they see Teresa. She's like, she can help them because somebody killed her grandfather. So now all of a sudden she can help, which
she's Batwoman.
It's like, but why does that make sense?
Revenge.
But
vengeance.
Can you please bury your grandpa?
You know what? That's the best question. That's the best comment right there. Like, what happened to Gramps?
Yeah.
Was Gramps buried?
Is he still laying on the floor?
Bleeding out?
Yeah.
Is his heart slowly beating?
You have absolutely no other family or no friends or anybody you need to tell that grandpa died?
Unless she did that real quick.
Very quick. And then went on a run for vengeance. But who did she know she was getting vengeance against? How did she know it was going to be the same people that they were going after?
The three Americans in Mexico. You gotta look at them now.
Anyway. So she tells them, they say they need guns.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells them that they can get guns from some bunker or whatever. So she takes them over to the bunker. There's some guys who are protecting it, of course. So they beat them up or whatever. They take some guns. And it's like all these guns and grenades and stuff that they take.
Yeah.
So now they're all armed. Now we're back with the kidnapped guy. And one of the kidnappers. The kidnapper puts a gun to the kidnapped guy's head and he pulls the trigger, but it's not loaded. Right. So he tells the kidnapped guy that he's not a gun person. It's like, why? Why did that happen? But
if you weren't a gun person, you wouldn't be holding a gun in the first place.
Yeah. So then Teresa, we're back with Teresa and the boys. And Teresa tells them that they need horses because there's only one road. And if they took the road, they would be spotted.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up going to this Mennonite ranch in the middle of Mexico where the people are speaking like they live in Pennsylvania Dutch country.
Yeah.
So.
Why? I do not know.
Right. So now they're hanging around this ranch, this Mennonite ranch. Doug knows everything you could possibly know about horses.
Amongst other things.
What?
What? What? He knows women too.
Anyway, we don't care about that.
We will be in a few minutes.
So, anyway, they get, for some reason, to ride a horse, you need to look like a cowboy. So they get cowboy hats, they get these jackets, and they're riding the horses. Leo can't ride the horses.
All right, so they're riding horses, going down the trail, the dusty trail, and just talking and somewhat bonding, while Leo and Sam, as always, are still not seeing eye to eye, but they're getting a little better at that. So I'm thankful to see it. And I'm also thankful that Leo cannot handle his horse. You damn rookie.
Oh my gosh.
So
anyway,
nightfall comes out. Sam decides to case the area, make sure that they're okay and they're safe.
Right. It was that gas station that they were trying to get to.
Right.
Yeah.
So Doug and Leo are talking and they call it bonding. Leo has a crush on Teresa.
Right.
And he asks Doug on how he attracts the ladies.
Yeah.
Well, well, well. The biggest thing that Doug said was to listen.
Yeah.
You got to listen to your lady, and that's that. And I've been doing that for quite a long time. I know I still fade out here and there, but
mm-hmm.
as you can see,
you listen well enough.
There we go. See, I got my points, but Doug has all the points, and Leo needs to get one.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the brothers. And Teresa stake out. Sam moves forward. There's two guys playing chess and drinking tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Sam peeks and sees all of this. Leo and Teresa are alone and talk while Doug freshens up.
Yeah, he has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. So Leo and Teresa were found and taken hostage.
Yeah, by these two guys who were asking where the other two guys were. Because I guess...
What two guys?
Yeah. They knew about Sam and Doug, but...
Yeah. Leo was saying, I don't know what you're talking about. What two other guys? It's right. Just me and her. And yeah. He, out the corner of his eye, he sees Doug sneaking in, trying to make the save, which is great.
Yeah.
And of course, the save was made.
Yeah. So... The other two guys get beat up, of course.
And of course, for some odd reason in my notes, I said Leo fucked up. I can't remember what it was, but he
did. Because
he
said something simple to Teresa. I think it was, I forget what it was, but it was something simple because he was trying, he likes Teresa, of course, but.
Oh, he was trying to be smooth.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to be smooth.
Nah,
so
dude.
He said something to her.
Nah, boy.
So yeah, so anyway, Sam. He hides in the back of one of the trucks that's delivering gas to the kidnapper's compound. And he ends up going to the front of the truck, grabbing the passenger and throwing him out of the truck. And then sitting in the truck and telling the driver he better not say anything or he's going to kill him or whatever.
No. I'm okay.
Yeah. So then we're back to the kidnappers. And we find out that the guy who's kidnapped, his name is Wills. And Ryan one of the kidnappers Will. Is telling him that he screwed him out of an investment.
So there was a tie to that one particular kidnapper to the billionaire dude.
Right. So then all these people are driving up to the kidnapper ranch. I don't know what else to call this place.
Right.
The kidnapper hideout. And Sam is at the hideout. The brothers end up getting there with Teresa on their horses. And so they see them from like up in the rocks and bushes or whatever where they're hiding. So then Sam throws a grenade. Everybody, of course, is now freaking out at the place. FBI and some soldiers hear about the grenade going off, mm-hmm. the explosion. Mm-hmm. And so now they're like, oh, we don't know where that was. It's about 2 hours out. Let's try and get there or whatever.
Meanwhile, Lyle Will, who was reading stocks as far as to show that he's alive.
Yeah.
He actually came clean to his son about what he does for a living.
Yeah.
But, of course, the kidnapper had to intervene and tell the real truth. Your daddy purchases and sells companies and takes people's money and gets them out of a whole lot of money and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Is that what you do, Dad?
Yeah.
With tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
And Dad is like, yeah, that's what I do. And it's basically like, how could you, Dad? It's really dumb.
It's cheese.
It's very, yeah. It's just, it was a very dumb part, like to make the kid so sad that
your daddy is a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's spray cheese. That's what that was.
Yes. Yeah. So.
We need a cheese meter.
A cheese meter? Okay.
Spray cheese.
Spray cheese meter.
Ugh.
So. Then they're all, it's a whole shootout, of course.
Doug goes after the Bronco.
Yeah. Doug is chasing the guy who killed Teresa's grandfather.
Yeah. While Sam is chasing the kidnappers.
Yeah.
And of course, Mr. Verdugo finds Lyle because for some odd reason, we discovered that Mr. Verdugo, or not really discovered, but we came to an understanding that Verdugo is a cleaner.
Yeah. So he tells Lyle Wills that he's safe. Come with me. So now we never see them again. This is the end of seeing Verdugo and Lyle Will, period. Because I guess what they say later is that they took him and gave him up for the reward.
$5 million.
Yeah. So the guys aren't getting this reward now.
Yeah.
And then Doug shoots the truck of the guy who killed Teresa's grandfather. And he thinks the guy is dead. And the guy jumps up, stabs Doug in the leg. And Doug takes the knife out of his leg, stabs the guy. Of course, there's like, you know, they're fighting back and forth. Doug ends up stabbing the guy.
Vengeance, thy name is Doug.
Yeah. So now the kidnappers are running through the woods. And the one who told the little boy that he lost the investment, he was basically like the computer guy.
Yeah.
So he's fat and tired and he doesn't want to run anymore. And so
the main kidnapping dude.
Yeah. He's like, oh, well, I guess we need to just do this here.
This is as good a place as any.
Yeah. And he turns around and kills
the
computer guy.
Yep. Double cross went down in the woods.
Of course. So now they're trying to go after the bad guys. And Leo is like, I don't want to because Verdugo is getting the reward money and he's mad at Sam for walking out on the siblings. This is when they do the whole story about why he walked out and everything.
Right. And on top of that, Teresa lost all respect for Leo because she discovered he was only in this for the money.
But they were all only in it for the money.
True. But it just hurt her a lot more because I guess she was kind of growing fond towards Leo and his stupidity.
Yeah. So then they're walking, they find the dead kidnapper. And now all of a sudden it's daylight and there's a helicopter flying and the kidnapper shoots a flare up in the air. And the helicopter stops to pick up the kidnapper. And Sam makes a running leap off of the cliff and jumps and grabs the helicopter.
Beep, 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 beep.
Whatever.
He went John Cena.
Oh, gosh. So then people start shooting. Because there's these two other guys who are still out there. And they're shooting from, like, hiding in the rocks. I don't know why they weren't down with the other kidnapper. They had to get on the helicopter too. So I didn't understand why they weren't down there. But the kidnapper, he can't get up the rope because John Cena jumps on the rope and slides down. So now the helicopter, he goes flying off because he's like, I guess I'm not in this. I'm not dealing with this, whatever.
I ain't getting any money off of this.
Yeah. He knocks the kidnapper down. The kidnapper is doing some talking.
It's just bad dialogue at this point.
And then Leo ends up killing him from somewhere. He finally showed up and killed him. And so they're all happy. They're hugging Teresa and telling her. And Doug is like, I want to see her late. Can I come and visit you later or whatever? And she's like, of course, sure. So now they end up. They're back in the States and they're at the bar and Nina's there with them and they're all talking and they're reminiscing about what happened and trying to tell Nina what all happened. And Nina turns and tells them there's absolutely no money. So there's no $3 million apiece. There's no $12 million.
She just wanted the family back together because we're all we got. I understand that. But that's a sneaky move,
ooh,
sis.
Ooh, I would have punched her in the eye.
Ooh, that's a sneaky move, sis.
So she said there was no other way to get them together except for doing this. They did get some money for doing something.
Right.
I forget what they got money for.
But it was money.
But they did get money because they were going to split it four ways. They were going to give Teresa some of the money. But Teresa said no, she didn't want any.
Right, which was understandable. Yeah, I think it was whatever. $250,000.
I don't know.
It was some kind of money.
Yeah.
But the movie ends with the siblings in that phase.
Yeah. And they started talking about
detective agency.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
And then the movie ends.
And with that, there was a blooper reel at the end of the movie.
Yes.
Blooper reel.
It was the best part of the movie.
Yes, it was.
It was amazing.
It was wonderful. I enjoyed the bloopers.
Yes. And it's sad that you have to watch the movie to really understand the bloopers.
Right.
I wish you could just fast forward and only watch the bloopers, but you did have to watch the movie to understand the bloopers.
Right.
But the blooper reel was really funny. It was hilarious. We loved it.
Oh, especially the funeral scene where Dad was still breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Stop breathing. Shit. Oh, damn. Am I breathing?
Yeah. Nina fussed at him about breathing. There was John Cena just started saying random lines to Nina. And so just to make her laugh.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
And so, dropping an F-bomb or something like that.
Yeah. It was really good.
That's the part we loved the most.
Yeah. So other than
the movie was, it was okay, but I wouldn't run home saying, watch this movie.
Like I said, if it's a Sunday and you're absolutely bored on a Sunday afternoon with nothing else to watch,
watch this.
You can watch it. Yeah,
it's tolerable.
It's definitely tolerable. So I guess that is it for this one.
Yes.
I don't know what we're going to do next.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure something out. We'll
figure it out.
And we still need talent, people.
Yes, please.
Yes. Bring us some type of talent.
Bring us your poets. Bring us your musicians. Bring us people that can tell a good anecdote.
Yes.
Something.
Ooh, a comedian would be fun.
Oh, that would be great. If you know a comic, bring a comic. Bring us something.
Yeah, somebody would be fun.
So everyone, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Bad Movies and Booze, where
I can't see you.
Yeah, I can't see nothing right after that. So, yep, shout out to John Cena again. Like I said, lots of success to you. I like you. I like you a lot. And I enjoy, most of all with you, I enjoy that you take things in stride.
Yeah.
So that's real cool. So keep doing that. Keep being you. Of course, like I said, it's all fun that we're doing here at Bad Movies and Booze.
Of course.
And I just hope that we see him in something awesome and you just keep on going upwards.
You think he's going to hear this?
You may never know.
I know.
You may never know.
I mean, I hope someone, he does.
Would be someone nice. Tag John Cena in this. Someone tag John Cena so he can hear this.
I'll tag John Cena.
Yes, John Cena, we need you to hear this one. I mean, we love hearing about you, talking about you, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, everybody, again, thank you so much for listening in. No matter who you are, where you are, of course, as long as you are of legal drinking age, everyone, like I said, please, oh, please drink responsibly. And with that, we say
cheers.